From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Laos, site of the 28th meeting of Southeast Asian nations, or ASEAN, India's prime minister will take part Wednesday in the 14th ASEAN-India summit and Thursday's East Asia summit in the capital, Vientiane. In a speech Tuesday, President Barack Obama reaffirmed the long-term interests of continued U.S. engagement in the region.
In this region, we see hundreds of millions of young people with high expectations for their lives, with many of our major trading partners and most of the world's growing middle class. Growth here can mean more jobs and opportunity in all countries. This region is home to five of our treaty allies and some of the world's most capable militaries, which means Asia will shape the course of global security.
Addressing hundreds at the Lao National Cultural Hall Tuesday, Mr. Obama explained how deeply the U.S. has become involved in the Asia-Pacific region in his time in office.
With Indonesia and Malaysia, we're promoting entrepreneurship, we're opposing violent extremism, and we're addressing environmental degradation. With my recent visit to Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City, we've shown our commitment to fully normalizing our relationship with Vietnam. We've elevated our ties with India across the board, and we welcome India's growing role in the Asia-Pacific. We've deepened our cooperation with regional institutions, especially here in Southeast Asia.
And he said he's pursuing a constructive relationship with China. Tunisia's defense minister on Tuesday urged his country's North African neighbors to cooperate to halt Islamic State fighters fleeing their stronghold in the Libyan coastal city of Sirte from returning to their native countries in the region. At a security conference in Paris, Farhat Horchani said about 1,000 Tunisians who joined the IS group represent a threat to his country. He said IS fighters flushed out of Sirte are moving south to join Boko Haram and could turn west. This is VOA News. In Syria, rescue workers and a rights group said that government helicopters dropped barrel bombs suspected of containing chlorine gas on a rebel-held neighborhood of Aleppo. Civil defense members said dozens suffocated from fumes, although they report no fatalities. There was no immediate reaction from Damascus. In Washington Tuesday, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said progress is being made in ongoing U.S.-Russian talks to halt the fighting.
This has been a discussion that we've been having over the course of several months now with Russia. We continue to make progress overall, but we're not there yet. And I think that, you know, there's still work to be done, particularly about how we would go about implementing any agreement that we did reach.
The U.S. and Russia, who support opposing sides in the conflict, hope to hold a new round of talks in coming days after failing to reach a breakthrough agreement on the sidelines of the G20 summit in China. U.S. defense officials said a U.S. Navy warship, the Firebolt, had to change course after one of several Iranian craft stopped directly in front of it Sunday in the Persian Gulf. It's believed to be the fourth incident of its kind in less than a month by Iranian vessels that U.S. officials warned could lead to miscalculation. Last month, a U.S. vessel fired warning shots after an Iranian craft approached two U.S. Navy ships at a high rate of speed. The U.N. Security Council Tuesday condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launches Monday, threatening to take further significant measures. But U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said more is needed.
The Security Council must remain unequivocal and united in condemnation of these tests, and we must take action to enforce the words we put on paper, to enforce our resolutions.
South Korea's President Park Geun-hye, meeting in Laos Tuesday with President Obama, called the missile test fundamentally threatening. Mr. Obama said they were provocative and served only to further deepen the isolation of the North Korean regime. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko Tuesday said NATO membership remains a strategic goal and an unwavering course for his country. Speaking to lawmakers at the opening of a new parliament session, Mr. Poroshenko said there's no consensus within NATO about Kyiv's membership, which opened in 2008. He said he expects cooperation to increase until Ukraine fully meets the membership criteria. Some member NATOs are concerned Ukrainian membership could anger Moscow. In the Midwest U.S. city of Chicago, despite strict gun control laws, 13 people were shot to death over the three-day Labor Day weekend, raising the homicide rate so far this year to at least 488. The city sustained 481 homicides in all of last year. Three crew members of the International Space Station returned to Earth Wednesday. The American astronaut, two Russian cosmonauts, ending 172 days in space after landing safely in the south central steppes of Kazakhstan. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.